2 years into this pandemic, some of us still have our jobs and some of us can do them from home. But what about entry-level workers joining the workplace for the first time, perhaps remotely? Let's bring in Mark Stewart. He's a business and economics reporter in New York. Mark, welcome back.
Hi, Scott. It's good to be here.
Good to have you again. Now, younger workers are tech savvy in general to do this work from home thing, but surely there are challenges. What did you hear from entry-level workers in your reporting?
Yeah, indeed, Scott. And I really wanted to get a frontline perspective. So I recently talked to a young woman named Sarah McVane. She's in her 20s, and she recently started as a software developer for Encompass Technologies in Colorado. And Sarah's had a bit of an advantage. She was an intern with the company, and she actually comes into the office. Still, when she goes into work, her workspace can be pretty empty. Here's part of our conversation.
It has definitely been tricky, especially just trying to like learn the ropes of a new job when you really don't have the ability to just like walk over to someone at their desk next to you and ask them questions. You really have to like be proactive in reaching out to try to get those answers.
We think there's a big tech advantage with this generation, yet by now, everyone knows how to do a video call by now. But Scott, think about your first job. I mean, so much of our early success comes from observing others, seeing how people handle clients or a crisis. And this may be getting lost in many cases.
Yeah, well, I mean, so I'm thinking about that, and I remember, and this is still important today, reading body language, eye contact, going to coffee with a colleague or a manager. I mean, Mark, this conversation between us, right, would be so much better in person. So surely something is getting lost for all workers, but particularly for the new workers.
Absolutely. And Sarah was fortunate because she was also able to onboard in person. But I've been thinking about this as well. I mean, starting a new job is almost like the first few days of school. I mean, you learn who you can trust, who will be the person, as you mentioned, to get coffee with. And that's in addition to the basics, like how to get from point A to point B, how the copy machine works. You know, Sarah is lucky. I mean, she feels that her company really is providing good guidance for her. But I think we will agree, it's probably a bit naive to think that all companies are able to operate at such a high level.
Well, let's talk about that. Employers, of course, are so short of workers in general in the U.S. They need them. Do you have a sense of what companies do well and not so well as far as bringing on new entry-level workers in this reality?
Well, I think the issue is this. Whenever someone is entering the workforce at a downtime, such as now, or even going back to 2008 in the financial crisis, that in itself can hinder growth. I was talking to Peter Capelli. He's from the Wharton School of Business in Pennsylvania about some of this. And he points out it's in these early years where people typically see growth in their careers. But what's happening now can negatively impact this generation. So you're talking about the things that companies can do or they're not doing. I mean, he's very concerned that workers just aren't having these casual conversations with their bosses, such as just walking down the hall or popping into an office that can show someone in leadership, you know, what is your range? What is your ability? I mean, think about it. These days, if you want to have a follow-up conversation with a coworker, you often have to schedule a Zoom call. And it's not organic. And that is the big opportunity that is being missed. And it's something that's very difficult for companies to try and engineer.
Mark Stewart is a business and economics reporter based in New York. Mark, thank you.
Anytime, Scott. Take care.